Yes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Log Talk Radio.
Walaikum salam.
Welcome everybody to the Nation Billing. Tonight's topic is going to be something I'm very excited to tell you guys. I hope everybody's tuned in. It's going to be a great show tonight. We're talking about actual facts on the mother plane. And you join my distinguished guest, Sister Michelle Darlene. She's on the phone. And Brother Mohammed Phillips, he's on the phone. And Brother Stephen Mohammed. And along with my guest, my host, Sister Gidget. What's up, Sister Gidget?
Assalamu alaikum, DJ Black Caesar. How are you this evening?
Alaikum salam, sister. I'm real excited, Gidget. You know I'm all into that, so I'm real excited tonight.
All praise be due to Allah. Yes, sir. And assalamu alaikum to my distinguished panel. How are you all this evening?
Alaikum salam, sister.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, DJ Black Caesar, I think we better get started. We already have callers on the line, so we're going to get started so they can get their questions in as well. So I'm going to begin. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. And I would like to greet the listening audience as well as my panel and the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Everyone, if somebody has their computer on, can you turn it down a little bit? Because we're getting feedback from somebody's phone. And if you're not talking, mute out your phones until Sister Gidget calls you or Sister Darlene calls you so we can mute back in.
Copy that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, first, I want to start off.
I'm sorry. Anybody has questions, all you got to do is push one of your keypad, and I'll be able to see you, and then we'll tell you to ask a question or make a comment. That's all you got to do, and thank you for joining us. Sister Gidget.
Yes, sir. All right. Okay, well, first I want to start off by introducing our distinguished panel, of course, and since we only have one other queen on the show, I'm going to allow her to go first, and I want to, Sister Michelle X. Darlene, come down front and center and introduce yourself and tell us a little something about you.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum to our family out there that's listening. I believe in family and lost and found. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I thank him for us gathering this evening to share some hard facts and truth with us, with all of us, because this is something that we shouldn't ignore, the mother will and the planes, the baby planes. Just a brief description about me. I'm a member of the Nation of Islam, and I'm registered at Mosque Number 12 in Philadelphia. I'm a writer, a researcher, among other things, and most of all, a devoted servant of Allah, truly love Allah, and I am also a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I'm grateful to be here on this panel tonight.
And we are honored to have you, sister. And also we have with us someone that I'm not familiar with, so I'm going to have that soldier come down front and center and tell us something about himself, Brother Stephen Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. We hear you just fine.
All right. Fantastic. I first want to begin in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bearing witness that regardless to land, language, or label, that there is but one God, and who raised up from among us the so-called Negroes, which means dead, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who left behind for us a comforter and guide in this falling world, the Most Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I would like to greet all of you in the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I'm a registered member of the Nation of Islam, a follower of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the guidance of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I also have a nonprofit 501c3 organization called Knowledge for Life that seeks to help by just going throughout the news articles that are released every day, and really these articles bear witness to the truth of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Also, we have some projects that we are working on that will begin to, inshallah, help the brothers and sisters who are in the nation who have their own business to be able to promote it to a global audience. And so with that, I look forward to, and I want to just thank you, Sister Michelle and Sister Gidget, for inviting me on to this program to talk about a subject that, you know, is a subject that yesterday we could have laughed at it, but today no one's laughing. And so I want to help to share with the listening audience the truth on the teachings of the mother wheel.
Yes, sir. And Brother Stephen, we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and join us tonight. So we are honored by your presence, sir. And thank you so much. And we have our beloved Brother Philip Muhammad from New York City. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Philip. Come on down front and center, soldier, and introduce yourself.
Ah, well, alaikum salam. And same to all those who are listening. My name is, again, Brother Philip Muhammad. I am a member of Muhammad Mosque number 7, proud member of the Nation of Islam since 94. And I thank Allah for this opportunity to share on this momentous occasion and great subject of the mother plane with you all. And thank you again for having me. I'm also the CEO of God's Water Entertainment, which is an up-and-coming artist development company as well. We also service businesses, mainly startups, with everything from marketing on the internet to billboards and all sorts of graphic expertise, as well as pro audio and video services for businesses. Our website is godswater7.com. That's GODSWATER, like the water you drink, then the number 7.com. I definitely am also an author of my own book called Journeys by Sinistar, which is available at lulu.com and also all your major outlets. And it deals with scientific research that I've studied in defense of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching as it relates to the moon phases. I've also documented some information in that book about the mother wheel. And also there are also stories that are great to tell to your family, to children, people of all ages, that are very, I could say very futuristic, but realistic, because they're based on the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. One story in particular is called Ishmael Meets the Messenger, that is within the book, and it talks about a brother named Ishmael, who is actually, it's actually based upon a story of real life circumstances that I experienced at Mosque number 7. And I think it would be great for people to read it because it talks about a young man who has become an FOI and meets the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on the mother plane. And I talk about what's on the mother wheel based upon the teachings, and it's a great story.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brother Philip. And everybody on the panel is busy, busy, busy. I like that. Okay. Well, let me tell you how I arrived at this topic. Throughout many blog talk shows that we've done, it has been mentioned, people have asked me about it, and I have to be blatantly honest and say it's not something that I studied because I grew up in the Nation of Islam, born in the Nation of Islam, so it's not anything that's odd to me. And I didn't realize how many particularly in the lost found population, how odd the mother plane and baby planes were to them. And so not so much for the believers, but for others who may not understand the knowledge and the teachings that we receive from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I wanted to expound on that a little bit to, you know, bring them actual facts, take the spookism out of it, and let's give them some actual facts and let them know that these planes are real. I have seen them all my life, and so, I mean, I think I'm more excited to see a jet or a commercial airplane than I am a mother plane because I've seen them for forever. And so we're going to briefly begin with the history, and I want Sister Michelle, if you would, I think as far as it being recorded, and I could be wrong, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that this plane was in existence prior to the world itself. But as far as the history that has been recorded on the Egyptian walls and some of the ancient crypts, they have found drawings or paintings, if you have them, of symbols of a disc, or what they call a spaceship, or what they refer to as a UFO. But we do have it recorded in the Quran, and we do have it recorded in the Bible. So, Sister Michelle, why don't you enlighten us on Ezekiel's will?
Yes, ma'am. I can go right to the book of Ezekiel. In fact, here, I'll start at 15 in chapter 1, where it says, well, Ezekiel is describing the vision he experienced. He says, "Now as I looked at the living creatures, behold, a wheel was on the earth beside each living creature with its four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their workings was like the color of beryl, and all four had the same likeness. The appearance of their workings was, as it were, a wheel in the middle of a wheel." Now, I'm going to go right here to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, talks about the Ezekiel will, Ezekiel's vision. In Ezekiel's vision concerning the will, he said that he heard the voice of one tell the other to take coals of fire and to scatter it over the cities. This means bombs. It could mean fire, too. However, the plan is to drop bombs, which would automatically be timed to burrow quickly into a position of 1 mile below the surface of the earth, where they are timed to explode. Now, there are many places throughout the Bible, actually, where the angels are described being, as prophets, seeing them. For over thousands of years, seeing them, and when they see them first veiled in clouds. Like here in Revelations, it says, "I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet were like the pillars of fire." And this is one of the things that the angels do. They use the clouds to veil themselves. They show themselves as often as they are given permission. But more often than not, they're in the clouds daily. So for those who don't actually see the metal, the material of the plane flying overhead, they should know that even when they don't see them, they are there, veiled in clouds.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. And Brother Philip, I was watching one of your videos, and, you know, you are so funny because you went from the mother plane to the raccoon, and I just fell out of my chair laughing.
Yes, ma'am.
But you raised a very interesting point, and it takes me back to the Egyptians, because you mentioned something about maybe that during the building of the pyramids, maybe that is where they got the idea of that structure, because actually the plane that you videoed did resemble a pyramid. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that experience was one of the greatest, and I was thankful to Allah, who appeared in the person of Master Muhammad, for allowing me the privilege to experience it. I can say that it was late at night, and I witnessed, as I did coming home tonight, a wheel or like mother wheels. And even as I came, before I even got on the show, there was one dancing in the skies as I was coming home, same type. But I saw two of them, and I just had to film it. And when I went out there at Central Park, it was late, and I just started filming these two, and they started dancing behind the building, like darting in and out like a peekaboo game. And it was real interesting. There was one in front of me, there was one behind me, and there were multitudes of them above us, but I was focusing on these two because they had an interest in me as I had an interest in them. You know, we know that those are people who pilot these so-called UFOs, which we recognize as IFOs, which are identified flying objects. We all know that they have been identified since 1930, which is when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teacher, Master Prophet Muhammad, came to tell us what they were and of their origin. So I had no fear, as I've lost the fear of any of them for a long time, and I started filming them. And And with the part about the raccoon that she's talking about, brothers and sisters, is that, you know, towards while you're filming these wheels, it can become very exhausting. You know, I was tired. I think it was about 3 in the morning. I was very tired, and I started packing up my equipment. And I said, the brothers are from Latham, brothers. I'm very exhausted. I'm going to bed. But after I packed everything up and I started crossing the street on the way home, my self-accusing spirit, which is basically the voice in you that is just telling you what you should and shouldn't do and that we all should listen to and we know it, started telling me, pack that camera back up. And I listened. I said, look, I'm exhausted, but my spirit is telling me to pack the camera back up. So I packed I went and set the camera back up. I set it up, and I said, okay, what is it? And there goes that raccoon came out of nowhere. Now, the thing about the Central Park raccoon is that I had always been wanting to film that raccoon. And I like animals a lot, and they know that about me. So it was a gift for me. That raccoon is coming is what they were trying to tell me, that you always wanted to film. It's not about the baby planes now. It's about that raccoon. So when that raccoon came, I was like, oh, my God. It was so funny. I mean, let me tell you, I would just have to say Allah, all of the attributes come from Allah, even humor, you know, and he can be really funny sometimes, you know. There are things that I've seen that have been so astronomical that Allah can do, that my only reaction to this day is to bust out laughing because right. It's so out of this world. We see things in such a box. That's why I have a lot of respect for the mother of the Matrix, Sophia Stewart, and for writing the Matrix, because she's an out-of-the-box thinker and a winner. And I am so thankful to Allah for the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which helps us to think outside the box, because when you're looking at these things, they have been there in our faces, sitting in our faces, in our eye view, plainly, to this day, and people just don't recognize them because they're in a box, and they can't see outside of that box, even when they're looking dead at them. I touched ground in Africa in 2010, and there was one right above the airport, above everybody's head, and only two people that I know of, myself and a sister, saw it. And it also was at the airport when we lifted off, when we took off and left Africa. And it was right in eye view, but people walked past it, walked under it, and didn't even look up. So this is what we're dealing with, you know, a reality that is in plain view. And I'm just thankful to Allah to be one person who can bear witness that they are very real.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Philip, for sharing that with us, because that video is interesting, and then it turns into being very hilarious. So,
yes, ma'am, part
you.
Two. You got to watch both parts. And that's on GWETV Network on YouTube. GWETV Network on YouTube.
Okay. And Brother Stephen, why don't you share with us what your experience has been?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. My experience is I did have an experience with the baby plane. After I had come from a conference that my organization put together, called the Raw Info Conference Series, and we did a conference after we came back. After I came back from that conference, of course, I had all my camera equipment packed up, and when I got home, I looked up. And not right above my house, but adjacent to my house, there were four orange balls, orbs, if you will, that were just, they weren't moving at any terrific speed. They were moving at a slow speed, if you will. They were going by, and I'm telling you, I could see them. They were not up in the sky. They were down pretty close to the ground, and they were moving, and so I ran inside my house, and of course they were gone. But what happened was there were four more that came behind those four, and of course I was so nervous that
I was not able to even get the camera on because this is the first experience that I had really actually had with actually seeing these baby planes. And so they made no noise. Like I said, they were orange spheres. They were moving in fours. So I think I seen like three sets of four, and they went off into the distance. You could see them, and I heard some neighbors down the street, you know, they were also talking about it. But what was funny is that I didn't see anything reported in the papers the next day. And so that was my experience with the baby planes. I just wanted to clarify that the mother plane has not been around since the beginning, but we are taught that the mother plane was actually built by the different races, the black, brown, red, and yellow, in the 1929 on the island of, at that time it was called Nippon. Now we call it Japan.
Yes,
by the original scientists. We are taught that it took $15 billion in gold to build the mother wheel, if you will, and that it was made of the toughest steel, the steel so tough that America today doesn't know the composition of that steel, just like it doesn't know how the pyramids were built. And we know that that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that we write our history 25,000 years in advance, and that we buried, you know, our technology, our wisdom from this world, as we saw a new, unlike people coming on the planet. And so that's a little bit, I'll let you all say some more, but that's a little bit about the mother plane and its building. It was actually cited by a Canadian newspaper in 1930. They actually saw it come down, and a tube came down from it, and it went back up into it, and then it took back off. But we'll go into that, I guess, some more, but yes. And the scientists that built it, we are taught that they didn't know. They didn't know what they were building. They were just instructed. You know, I don't know if anyone has ever worked in a factory, but when you're making a part, you really don't know, unless they tell you what that part is, you really don't know what you're building. You build a part, they ship that part to another factory, they put that part with another part, and there you have whatever vehicle they're trying to produce. So this is the same way it was with those scientists who were building the mother plane.
Yes, sir. Wow, that's a lot of information. I've heard that, and I guess over the years I may have forgotten, but it sounds very familiar. And yes, sir, that is definitely on point. So as it relates to the teachings, you all, you know, a lot of people have a lot of skepticism, and, of course, you know, people who lack understanding thought that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was crazy and thought that he was leading people astray. And what is so amazing to others, not so much to myself, is that now that everything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught, and we can go from the government, we can go to foreign countries, everything that man ever said to us is now coming into fruition. And so it's just confirmation for the believers who have, you know, been around as long as I have. But I want to ask you, Brother Philip, you know, when did you come into the nation, and when did, you know, how easy or how difficult was it for you to accept the teachings of this mother plane?
Well, I came into knowledge of self some time before I joined the nation. It gradually, I gradually became more interested in the Nation of Islam when I heard Chuck D mention Farrakhan, the minister Farrakhan, in his rap. And I met Chuck D at the Apollo, and I had dropped some lyrics on him, and to this day, he still remembers me from that. And we have somewhat of an understanding that we have a purpose that is greater than ourselves. Through that spirit, I actually was led to Minister Farrakhan, and I saw him stand before thousands of men at the armory in Harlem, where the line of men went from Harlem into the Bronx, and he stood there and watched all of the men chant his name, and he told us to stop. And he said, "Say it'll be better if we said Allah is the greatest." From that point on, I understood at that point, coming from the walk of life that I was involved in, that this man was pure, and he had a good heart, and he was worthy of my attention. I joined the Nation in 1994, got my ex on a rainy day. They said, "Brother, you can come back and bring the letter another day because it's raining." I said, "No, sir, I'm going home in the rain, and I'll be back," and I got my ex that day. To accept the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was not hard at all, because as I walked, there was always people who were members of the Nation of Islam on the streets and registered who were in my life. And they were like angels who basically listened to me. As the minister had instructed us recently, and he said that when you're talking to somebody, 90% of what they're saying may be incorrect. Just listen to them and find the part where you can actually agree with them and agree with them. Well, that's what these angels did. I was lost in my mind, talking, and they were disagreeing with certain things. And before you knew it, I was happy because at least there was somebody that cared about what I had to say. You know, and that's what attracted me to the Nation as well. My experiences coming up with regards to the mother wheel and the baby planes are many. I mean, I can't count how many times I've seen them. I feel very privileged, and I'm humbled by it. There was one instance where a brother and I saw one shoot right across 125th Street. And this was very tough for me. And in my book, I talk about that. In a sense, you know, but I changed the characters and the names of the characters, you know. But what happened was he denied seeing it. Can you hear me?
Okay, somebody must have their computer on because we're getting an echo.
Okay, that's not me. But he denied seeing the wheel when I went back to tell the FOI that we had both seen this wheel shoot across 125th Street in plain view of everyone. And once he did that, it was a trial for me because it kind of split the ranks. There were some brothers who believed me and some brothers who believed him. But to this day, that brother is no longer in the ranks, and I heard he's homeless now with missing teeth. I don't say that to say that this is that I feel good that he's homeless or anything like that, but this reality is not something that you could play with. You know, and it feels good to bear witness that you've seen them, that what we see in Hollywood with these films, like these films about baby planes or UFOs, as the majority would call them, these films are based upon a reality that is coming out right now. And all over the world, and governments all over the world are releasing information. You can go on YouTube right now and you will find officials from Brazil, from America, from Germany, from all over the world who are bearing witness to this phenomenon. Just a few weeks ago in Denver, there was a report by a gentleman who was filming, and he caught some on his camera. Well, the news got wind of it. He reported it to the news. They brought their cameras out, and they caught some on film. And now in Denver, where there's so much activity going on with FEMA, including concentration camps and things of that nature, they're bearing witness that there's another force. And the reason why that's happened there, I believe, is to let the people know that regardless of what you see out there that the government may be doing, we have a greater force above us that is in control of all of this, that Allah has under his auspices, that is for us. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us in
in the fall of America, that the mother plane was made to destroy this world of evil and to show the wisdom and mighty power of the God who came to destroy an old world and set up a new world, that the nature of the new world is righteousness, and that the nature of the new world cannot be unrighteousness. And it was very plain that this mother wheel was a representative, was to show us that God is real, and we can't play with it, brothers and sisters. It's something that you will see, and you have to just really take this very seriously, because the scripture says that their hearts will fail for the things that people see because they did not believe. And it's important that we really take another look into this for those of you who are in doubt.
Yes, sir. And Brother Stephen?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So how did you take to these teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Mother Plane?
I used to draw comic books. I drew a comic book called The Ebony Warrior. So when it came down to science fiction, you know, it wasn't too difficult for me to believe in flying objects. What was the astonishing part was being taught that these baby planes were not piloted by aliens, that they were piloted by black people.
Come on.
For the sole purpose of bringing this world, this wicked system, to an end, to show forth that Allah, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, is the supreme being, the God of the universe. And so that was the amazing revelation that I got. I just wanted to say, too, that although the mother plane was built in the 1929, the baby planes, we are taught, were used by the scientists to raise the mountains on the earth.
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to make that distinction, because you all were saying, you know, because we have many references in the Bible that and in drawings by famous artists, where, you know, as Brother Philip was saying, that, you know, really it's in plain secret, I guess, if you will. You know, it's there, but you don't see it unless someone points it out. And so in the Bible, we are taught that it's a pillar, a cloud by day, and a pillar of fire by night. That's one reference in the Bible. It's called a chariot. It's called the New Jerusalem that will be coming out of the clouds. As we know that Elijah and Enoch were taken, Enoch, I believe, was taken up in a whirlwind. And so, you know, we know that the Bible is written in allegory, metaphors, and similes, and so we thank Allah for coming in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and raising the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Louis Farrakhan as a comforter, and to explain, you know, these things, that we are no longer looking at them as a snake talking. We know that snakes don't talk, but, you know, we were taught that they did, and so we just went with it. So we're thankful that all these things are clarified to us, and that we're not dealing with a mystery. We're not dealing with a mystery spook god. And so if we're not dealing, and I'll end it with this, with a mystery spook god, then we're dealing with a scientist who, and we're taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that this world was only given one book of mathematics, and that, you know, that's all they're operating off of. So, you know, that's how I saw the baby planes. And what Brother Philip, real quick, what he was saying is that the they set up their cameras, but one of the things that that happened was is that they, even when they set the cameras up, they didn't see the plane. They had to slow the cameras down.
Right, that's right. Yeah, the technology.
Right. And so we're taught that the baby planes move anywhere from 9,000 miles per hour up to 25,000 miles per hour.
Yeah.
How can the enemy, I mean, so the enemy, he might as well, we might as well be in a Lamborghini and the enemy on a tricycle. You see, that's how fast these baby planes move compared to his technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And I bear witness that in the 1930s, the Messenger did also talk about the Canadian newspapers who had reported that they saw the Mother Wheel, and they described it as a great city, just as it is described in the book of Ezekiel. It's also mentioned, brother, in the 36th surah of the Holy Quran, where Allah says, well, actually, if you go to the 36th, to the 40th ayah, Allah says, neither is it for the sun to overtake the moon, nor can the night outstrip the day, and all float in an orbit. And a sign to them is that we bear their offspring in a laden ship. So what floats in the orbit are these wheels. Laden, of course, represents the light, you know, and the amber, of course, that we bear witness to. And it's in the Holy Quran, like you said, brother. It's in the Bible. You know, people know of it, but in many houses of God, people are actually afraid to talk about it. Why? Because the slave master didn't teach them the science on it. You have to come to the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad to get the actual facts on the mother wheel. And countless times they have come against the Nation of Islam for eons, if you excuse the expression, with name-calling. But we're dealing with actual facts. And to this day, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has told us, before you can call him a nut, you will see them in every major city. I have countless video of baby planes, which people recognize as UFOs, but I tell you, we have to stop calling them UFOs because they will eventually bear witness and bow down to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was taught to by God himself.
Absolutely. Yes, and just to go on to what a brother is saying is that Jimmy Carter, the former president,
yes,
acknowledge that there are unidentified flying objects. He didn't believe in aliens. So, but of course, we know that that the enemy back, I forget the exact date and time, but they were able to break into the Detroit, Michigan temple, and there they stole some of the drawings of the mother wheel. And from that point on, the FBI began to study this phenomenon, and from that point, they began to try to devise ways to defeat the mother wheel. And so this is what you have when you look at Ronald Reagan's Star Wars. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I mean, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, excuse me, said that Star Wars was not to defeat Russia. Russia was no threat. And there's no other threat on the face of the planet Earth to America. So what is this Star Wars program all about with putting these missiles up in the space and possibly putting some type of military outpost on the moon? The Most Honorable Elijah, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan said is this is their weak effort, if you will, to try to defeat the Lord of the Worlds, Master Farah Muhammad, and the mother plane. But of course, we are taught that there are scientists on the mother plane and in the baby planes. They can tap into our thoughts even before the thought is formulated concretely, and they can move accordingly. So how can you defeat somebody who knows that you're about to throw a punch and can move before you even raise your arm?
Right.
That's what we're dealing with. That's right.
May I add something?
Michelle?
Yes, I wanted to add something of what Brother Stephen said, because what he just touched on was something I was just had took notes on, where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that each America and Russia, the two most powerful war factors of the world, is seeking to maintain their rule over the nations of Earth and even to conquer outer space. But this will not last long. In their travel and investigation into space, Allah God is permitting them to peep into his great unequaled creation of power and might, the heavens and earth. And the Holy Quran teaches that when Allah God gets ready to destroy a people, he opens the doors of heaven to them. He gives them a peep into his great wisdom and secrets. But this does not mean that this adds power to the enemy to be able to war against the Creator. The reason for all of this is due to the fact that Allah God is setting up a kingdom of righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality.
And you know what, this is the thing here, because, like I said, I've been in the nation all my life, and so, you know, I knew falsehood early on. But as I was researching this, instead of researching and re-remembering everything that I had been taught, I researched how the government in particularly turned this whole thing around for like the last 3 to 4 generations. They took the righteousness out of it, even disputing Ezekiel's will, or either omitted it out of their sermons when they're preaching in their church. They don't even mention the will. And then the government it has been so wicked throughout history that since they could not, you know, say that they didn't exist because so many people had sightings, they actually turned it into a cartoon or something that was false. And we started seeing little green men and things of that nature, just trying to extract the power of it from the original people and keeping us deaf, dumb, and blind. But I tell anybody that's listening that Allah God is all-powerful. And if you believe in God, period, whether you call him Allah or whoever, you have to know that if he is powerful enough to create galaxies, to create planets, then surely, a mother planet is not something that is impossible. And we have to take control of our own minds and stop letting people tweak our minds the way we do, because that is going to lead to your destruction. You're going to be looking at something that could save your life, but you're so spooked out that, you know, you don't know what to think and you don't know what to believe. But it's very important that we get this knowledge and stop being so fickle about where it comes from, because it could be something to save your life. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to matter what you call yourself, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, whatever you want to call yourself. At the end of the day, when the destruction comes, it's really not going to make a difference. So I just want people to, you know, to kind of have an open mind about this. And I want to I don't see any questions on the line, but I want to bring in Brother Rakim, our CEO and founder, and let him give the greetings to the panel. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Rakim Khalik Muhammad, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum, family. How are you all?
Alaikum salam.
I'm so very proud to listen to this very, very intense discussion about the mother plane. A lot of people who are listening that are not familiar with the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they may be still stuck in a world of spookism. And the whole purpose of this panel and this discussion period is to prove that Allah is real and there is no spook or mystery God. And as I say this, I want the whole audience and the listener audience to know that the mother plane is real as well. If you go to the Bible mentions the mother plane in so many different areas. And scientists of this world, the enemy, they can bear witness to the mother plane, but at the same time they want the masses of people to believe that these are little green men. And that is to discredit the fact that the black angels, not the ones with the chicken wings and the colonel salad chicken wings, these are the real angels that fly this mother plane. I mean, they want you to think of a green alien. There's no such thing as a green alien. So I want everyone out there in the listening audience to pay careful attention to the words that are spoken by these intelligent believers of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you would definitely hear a lot of things coming out of them that you will soon be able to bear witness to in the near future. Some of you have already bear witness to the mother plane, and you didn't know what it was, but I'm going to tell you now, it is what Allah, Almighty God Allah, is going to use to destroy this world of this enemy. That's all I want to say, family.
Thank you, Brother Raheem.
If I may just add to what Brother was saying, for our Christian family out there, we have so much respect for all of those, as the minister has taught us, who bear witness to the Christ and the words of the prophets. In no way I want it to be relayed, and I'm sure everyone will echo me, that we are making mockery of anybody who doesn't believe in the mother will. What we're basically doing is giving you our understanding based upon our own account of what we have seen with our own eyes, not just what we have read in the Bible or read from the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And for our Christian family, I would ask you, as the messenger has taught us, to go to St. Luke 21 at the 25th to the 27th verse, where God tells you, and he says, "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity," talking about this time we're living in now, "the sea and the waves roaring." We saw that, and we will see that. And Allah goes on to say, "men's hearts failing them for looking at those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. They see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." This is a chapter of Luke, as I mentioned. Now, when I'm telling you, what God is telling you is that God will come in a cloud, but it's not some spooky thing like my brother was saying. I've actually witnessed a cloud being made. And to this day, brothers and sisters, you can go on YouTube and actually watch it yourself. I remember I was on the bus with my son, and I mentioned this before in the other interviews, where I actually looked outside and saw a cloud, a small cloud, just growing right before my eyes. And one of these so-called UFOs, which we know as baby planes, peeked out of the cloud as if he knew I was looking at him, and went back in it. And before I could get out, I got off the bus. I said, "Son, we got to get out the bus. We got to get out the bus. We got to see this." Before I could get out the bus, the cloud was humongous. The cloud was made, and it was a blessing to see that cloud being made. Yes, the Son of Man will be coming in the cloud, but it's nothing spooky. We look at clouds as if they're supposed to be there. Don't you know that when you see a clear day, it's because the baby planes did not make any clouds, the brothers and the angels did not make any clouds? They're people just like us. And when we see planes making these lines of smoke that are filled with all sorts of chemicals like aluminum that are dropping on us, they call them chemtrails, people are in awe over that. But they got the whole concept from the baby planes and how they make the clouds. So, brothers and sisters, I just want you to know that we're trying to bring this to a point where you can understand it. It's not to brag about the wisdom that we have. It's just to help you to just feel more encouraged to go into the study of this thing. And that, I think that's the objective. And I just hope that you understand that, and that's clear.
Can I chime in on that? I just wanted to say that, you know, our forefathers, you know, they used to sing a song, "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot."
Yeah.
You know, but I can't sing. But you know, they used to sing that song, "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," you know, coming to take me home. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so we have to ask the question, what did they know? What are they talking about, sweet cherry? Well, they're talking about what NASA has classified and the secret government
of the United States classifies as above top secret. So while other countries are opening their files, it is something that America knows that it doesn't want the general public to know, and that is that this mother plane, it is specifically designed to destroy the United States of America. You
okay.
see, it's going to drop. It is going to, as we're taught. And let me go just a little bit from what I've found. Some of the research that I found here about what's going to happen in this last day, but it talks about dropping pamphlets. And let me read here a little bit. Now I'm just trying to get all this information together. But prior to, let me read just a little bit here. It says, prior to the departure of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we who are members in the Nation of Islam believe that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is still physically alive. And, of course,
right.
this is not in any way impossible for the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to be physically alive. We are taught that the baby planes were actually used to extract him away from the enemy's death plot to kill him. As we read in the Bible, it talks about, and in the Quran, it talks about how Jesus was able to escape the death plot of the enemy and how he rose up into heaven, you see. And so we 100% believe that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is still alive. But he explained that the details, that the judgment, that the U.S., it says one of the messages that the baby planes on the great mother plane, he stated that at the close of this present world, pamphlets would be dropped over the cities of America, written in all the languages of the many people of the various nationalities now residing in the United States, that would be instructing them to evacuate this area and return to their native land. The time that they would be given is approximately a 10-day period. And, of course, we read about the Tower of Babel, Babel short for Babylon, and we read in the book of Revelations about a mystery Babylon. And in this mystery Babylon, you would have a nation of people of many nationalities. Ooh, boy. I mean, when we read the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we read about Abraham and how he had a horrifying vision of his seed going into a strange land and among strange people for 400 years, we have to ask ourselves, how long have we been here as black people? A little over 400 years. When we read about Daniel and the boys and how their name was changed and language was changed, what about our name? What about our language? When we read about Ezekiel and the people being put in the valley of dry bones, the people were disunited. Who's more disunited than the black man and black woman when we are the 9th to 11th richest nation on the face of the planet Earth, but we our condition is worse than some third world nation?
That's
despair right there. So we fit what the Bible talks about the stone that the builders rejected. So those who are going on into the future, they are not including the black man and black woman here in the hells of North America into their plans. As a matter of fact, they say, let us deal with them wisely. Wisely meaning that they're not just going to come out and kill us, but they're killing us through the food we eat. And that's why the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote two books on how to eat to live. Really, there are two books on how to eat to survive, because this enemy has so adulterated the food with genetically modified foods that don't produce, they don't have seeds in them. So if we're eating that, then it's physically, It's altering our genetic makeup, and now we are having difficulty with having children. I won't go into detail with that, but I just wanted to say that a little bit. So this Mother Plane will be dropping these pamphlets, and it's going to tell everyone to vacate. And so we were taught to get our passports just in case we have to get up on out of here immediately, because there is going to be a force field that will be put over America, and the atmosphere is going to be ignited. Now, I won't go into that. I'll let everybody go on more, but I'll bring that out just a little later on what is going to happen in the War of Armageddon.
Yes, sir. And let me, before you move on, let me ask a question from the chat room. We have a question from someone who calls themselves Seven Mind. The first thing was, I think they asked me about where could they obtain some of the drawings that I guess them Elijah Muhammad may have done or had made, or they want to know where could they actually obtain a copy or see them on the internet or something like that. And the second question by the same person is, how does one distinguish a baby plane from an advanced aerial vehicle built by the government? So, come on, Brother Philip.
Yeah, I can bring some light into that.
In every direction.
Yes, ma'am. Let me just answer the first question with regards to the drawings. There is a Nation of Islam museum that's touring right now. I would recommend that you call our national headquarters and inquire through our national headquarters with regards to that museum and where it will be in the next, you know, in the near future, so that you can go to the museum and see the drawings. And I believe that they do have those drawings and the likeness thereof and many other artifacts of our history. And it's a traveling museum that's going throughout. I believe they mentioned that they were going to be in New York, Jersey, you know, so just call our national headquarters for that information. As far as being able to determine whether you're looking at a baby plane or you're looking at the United States government's mockery, just know that God will never be mocked. And if you really want to know what you're looking at, you have to develop patience. I've learned that from looking at them for, I mean, every day of my life I see them, you know. And I'm at this point, there's something growing in me that I can see them when most people don't. It's because I developed the patience. There's something about the light. The amber lights, the greens, the yellow, they're unlike any light. It's not a harsh light. It's a very soft light. And when they move, it's almost as if you're taking a flashlight and just playing with it and watching it on a wall. Nothing moves like these baby planes. If you look at anything the government has for a period of time, you will notice that its mechanics is of this world. But you'll know. Trust me, when you see the baby plane, you'll know that that's something out of this world. And if you look at anyone's account, if you listen to the accounts that you see from eyewitnesses, from the news, they all will say immediately, that wasn't no helicopter, that wasn't no F-16, that wasn't this, that wasn't that, because their characteristic is totally outside of this world. And let me just say this also, and this is on my heart, and I have to say this. We have to really care about each other more, because many of us want to see these things, but we don't truly love our people. Those people and our people in those wheels and the babies, they love our people. So if we look down upon each other, don't expect to see them. You know, I once saw a sister once who was in my neighborhood, and she was what we call a crackhead or suffering from a drug addiction, and she looked up at a baby plane and she said, "See that? That's something special right there." I looked at her like, "Wow, they revealed themselves to you?
I said, wow, you know, I was so thankful to have met her. And I was glad that she let me know, and she wasn't afraid because she knew I was an FOI. She didn't know what she was looking at, but she didn't feel any fear to reveal that to me, that she thought that that was something else other than a star. You know, so we can't look down upon our people is what I'm saying, because the baby planes, they look at all of us with love, the people in the wheels. They are the spirit of Allah. And when we actually grow to that level, brothers and sisters, you'll be able to see them and be able to determine easily and determine which one, what you're looking at. Either it is a baby plane or it is American or made or German made. And that's all I have to say. We have to build ourselves in character so that we can be more in tune with the mind that is piloting the wheel, so that they will reveal to us, yes, I am your brother.
Yes, sir. All praises to Allah. Thank you, Brother Philip. And we're going to take a question from the line, DJ Black Caesar from area code 973.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, ma'am. This is Brother Rafi Muhammad out of Mosque number 25, Newark.
Assalamu alaikum, sir. Welcome to Nation Building Network.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate the opportunity. You know, I just wanted to, I didn't have a question, but I had a comment. And I wanted to say to the brothers that's speaking, like Brother Philip, you know, I can bear witness to what this man is saying. Because not only believers have seen these planes, you know, at the time that I seen two baby planes at a very early age in life. I'm 55 now, and I think I was maybe 10 years old at one time when I seen one, and maybe 11 years old the next time. I wasn't even a believer at the time. But you have to listen to this brother, Philip, because he makes it, it's so believable the way he's explaining it. And like I said, I've witnessed it myself. So, you know, as the brother said, you got to have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have an open mind and believe that Allah is the most powerful God.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You just got to believe, because I seen the display myself. I was standing on a porch with a friend of mine, right here in East Orange, New Jersey. And we were on a porch, me, him, and another sister, just talking. And the next thing you know, I looked up. You know, it's probably the height of a tree. And a shadow just came over the street. You could see the shadow on the ground. But when I looked up, I seen the object, but I couldn't see it. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So me and my buddy, we said, look at this. He said, look. And I said, I saw it. He said, did you see it? I said, yeah, I saw it. So we ran down the steps and tried to follow across the street. Of course, got across the street. It was gone. That was one occasion. The other occasion, I was with another friend. I was on the back of his bicycle. And I'd say approximately a quarter mile away, we looked up in the sky, and we see an object just sitting there, you know, with these lights going around. It's hovering. So we said, yeah, let's start riding up there to it. And we started going up the street. The time we looked away and looked back, it was gone. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, like I said, you gotta believe this. This is true. It's true. I bore witness to it. I know it's true. So keep an open mind, family, because God is here for real.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you, brother, for calling in and sharing your story with us. And we're winding down on the time, so we definitely want the people to get the rest of this information. And we're going to move on to section B of our topic, talking about the purpose. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that the purpose of the mother plane was, of course, to destroy evil, to show wisdom and the power of God, and to bring forth righteousness. However, as Brother Philip has expounded on, even though he's way ahead of me.
Yeah, that's the message to the black men.
Yes, sir. I wanted to talk about how it relates to us, or how it relates specifically to Islam, because just like the brother said just a minute ago, we really have to connect spiritually. And so it all works in unison. We can't be, you know, spooky and mysterious and thinking that this is something out of the ordinary. But when you are in alliance with Allah, then you will understand that it is ordinary, and then you have to go to elevated places. And so that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about those elevated places in your mindset and how you are treating one another, and how you are conducting yourself, because you are constantly being watched. And so when they talk about your name in the Book of Life, and when they talk about judgment, well, how can one judge you if they have not seen? And how is Allah all-knowing? Because he's here and he's watching. And so people are not connecting the dots, so to speak. So I want to hear from Sister Michelle, because she's been kind of quiet. So I want to hear from her on how it relates to Islam and its teachings, and how does it connect with our spirituality.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I was being quiet because the brothers was giving so much information, and I didn't want to stop that flow.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, as Donald Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that these planes are designed to help us, to aid us, to save us, and it relates to Islam because Islam means submission to the will of God. And if we submit to Allah, then we will be saved. And if we don't submit to Allah, then we will be destroyed by the power of the mother will. And in The Fall of America by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he says, we must remember that God comes to separate from the righteous that which is hindering the righteous from making progress, and to destroy the effect of the poison of that which has opposed the righteous. The effect of the poison will be fully destroyed after the destruction of the source of the poison, which has poisoned the righteous. It is like one being bitten by a rattlesnake. Quickly, medication is administered in order to minimize the effect of the poison upon flesh and blood until a complete cure is affected. And that's Islam. Islam is the cure. Once we submit to Allah, we will kill all the disease that is within us, and that is within the world. And it's just like the brother was saying, if you submit, you will see the plains. Your eyes will become clear. As the Holy Quran says, those who disbelieve, he says that we make them blind so they see not, and we make them deaf so they hear not. So now if you're rejecting your creator, our creator, you will become blind and you won't see what's right in front of your face. You'll look at a baby plane and you say, oh, that's just one of America's planes, something they invented we've never seen before. You know, it's the mind that's like that rattlesnake using deceptive intelligence because of the rejecting the creator. So the revealing of the mother will and the planes, is of course is synonymous with Islam, because the planes are in submission to Allah. The pilots who are on those planes are in submission to Allah, and they're calling us to submit.
Also,
I wanted to add something. I was studying some other things about this. There's actually been defined five different types of encounters. One of the encounters is called Encounters of the First Kind, which is described as a up-and-close viewing of the planes from 600 feet or less, involving seeing strange lights or the crafts themselves. And then Encounter of the Second Kind is considered, it involves physical or temporary effects of paralysis, and you'll feel heat or radiation, those types of sensations, and also experience interference with television or radio signals. Encounter of the Third Kind is described as witnessing an actual plane being at close range.
And then encounter of the fourth kind is considered the physical abduction, which many people said they have been abducted, and some people are skeptical of that. But even Mr. Farrakhan has said that some people have been abducted, and I believe everything he said. And encounter of the fifth kind is considered communication, a complete reciprocal connection between what is called alien intelligence and a human being, them connecting. Now, I want to say that I've experienced in the plane since I was a baby girl. And when I was younger, I didn't really know what I was looking at. But by the time I reached about age 9, and I seen a major size not too far from where I lived, and it was nighttime, so I ran and got my mother. And I said, "Mommy, look, come. That's like an alien ship." Because by that time, the movies had reached me, so my mind was already open to receive this information. So I'm like, "Mommy, that's one of those alien ships." She said, "Oh," she looked and she was like still about it, but said, "No, that must be just something, one of the, you know, government planes." Now, I want to say I've also experienced the paralysis. I experienced that as early as age 13 or 14 years old, and I had to go to bed early because it was school the next day. But I can hear my mother's TV on, and I'm laying in bed, and all of a sudden I hear this noise, sort of a buzzing noise, as if it's overhead going over our home, and I'm frozen. I could not move my body. It frightened me so much that I thought, was trying to scream for my mother, but no sound would come out. I could hear myself inside screaming, yelling my mother's name. And it felt like I was being pulled away from my body, like my spirit or my soul was being pulled away. So I thought I was dying because I felt like I was falling into a black hole or something. And so the only thing I could think to do was to pray. And so I did pray, and suddenly my limbs became loose and free, able to move. And I ran and told my mother, and that's when she told me for the first time that she had actually experienced that before herself. So there's different ways of how the experience can come to you. And some of us, by the grace of God, have experienced it and acknowledged it at a young age. Some of us have not acknowledged it as one of your you had said that, Sister Gidget, one of the questions that you were going to raise was why is it that everyone doesn't see them? And again, that's going back to, I believe, submission and an open heart and a loving heart. And as the brother said, loving your own people. You know, if you don't love your people, then most likely, of course, you don't love the men that's on the ship who are black and red and yellow men. As let me go to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said about this right here. He said that from the Supreme Wisdom, they're black, brown, red, and yellow scientists who built the mother plane. And the scientists didn't actually know what they were building at first, and that her size is a half a mile by a half a mile square, and her shape is oval. He also went on to say that these scientists were trained since the age of 6 years old, and that they were told that they were to have a special assignment and to fly these planes, and which also carry 3 bombs apiece. The baby planes have at least 3 bombs each, and they shoot flames of fire. And, the pilots can hit any spot in America blindfolded, as the devil will soon see. And the bombs that the small planes contain weigh 2 tons each. They are designed to drill into the earth upon contact and drill from 1 to 6 miles into stone and rock and to explode, destroying civilization at any living matter or life within a 50-mile radius. I mean, this is bigger than a nuclear bomb. Any nuclear bomb that the devil has made that's on Earth, it compares not to what we possess on our mother will. See, we need to know that they are with us and we are with them. And if we are against them, then we are with the devils and we'll be destroyed with them. So we need to stop being afraid of them. And I mean, you should fear God. You should fear his anger. You should fear him destroying you. But you should not, when that time comes, when the planes are just going to be in the sky, so evident as Independence Day did a similar visual, when the mother plane would just be stationary. There will be no clouds covering the planes. At that time is coming. Well, they'll just be stationary, and no one will be able to reject. But the problem is those who are deceived are going to try to run and hide. No, that would be the time to pray for forgiveness and repent and say, I've been wrong, and save me. But, you know, I just wanted to say that. It's all, yes, it's all relative to Islam, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And I wanted to point out because, you know, I want people who are hearing this for the first time who are not abreast of the function of the mother plane at all. You know, I want you to think about what is causing your skepticism. And you have to admit that, you know, our open enemy, our oppressor, has knowledge of this because we can tell by what Hollywood produces. And so when they say close encounters of the third kind, where did they get that from? And when they came up with the concept for Independence Day, and when they came up with the concept for Star Trek, where did they get that from if this was not part of a reality, but they used it and tried to mock it to deceive a people, and they call it science fiction?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not science fiction. It's actual fact that they have distorted. Oh, my goodness, who is that? Okay, if you're not talking, put your phone on mute because the echo is really interfering. But, you know, they use that, and what it is that your enemy is extracting valuable knowledge from you that could actually save your life. So you have fiction and you have fact. And so I thank my panel for bringing the facts to us tonight. And we're going to move on because we got about 38 minutes left, and Sister Michelle, she went ahead of me too, but that's okay. we already talked about the significance, but let's go back to talk about people being taken. Because when people say this, you know, we've had people come on, we've had people on the news, and they've been declared insane, they've been declared, you know, crazy, and they've been ousted out from society because they have said that they have been taken aboard a ship. However, it is not foreign. It's not something new, because when people in the Bible were ascended into heaven, how in the world do you think they got there? What force took them there? And that same force is in existence today. But these are the same people that say, I believe in Jesus, I believe in God, I believe God is all powerful, but you can't believe that the God of 2,000-3,000 years ago is the same God of today, and he has the same power. I don't get that. So we have to kind of elevate our thinking, people. So I want Brother Stephen to come in and tell us about being taken. Is that a myth or is that an actual fact?
Well, according to terrified white people, it's an actual fact. The beautiful thing is that when you hear of a so-called, quote, abduction of black people, they have a pleasant experience. And one of the best experiences was the experience of the minister. He had a vision, more than a vision-like experience, in September 17th, 1985, where he was in Mexico, and he said that he was taken up onto the mother plane or the mother wheel by one of the baby planes. And I just want to read a little bit of his experience real quick. And it says that he said that inside when he was so he was on the mountain and he was called up, and a beam of light came down similar to a light coming through the clouds. And beamed him up to the mother plane, or the mothership, or the baby plane, where he said that he was inside the spacecraft and that he never saw the face of the pilot or heard his words from him, that it moved away
from the side of the mountain at a terrific speed, he said, and that he knew that he was being transported to the mother wheel, and that the pilot knew that he was frightened of seeing such a great ship. The pilot maneuvered his craft in a way that he did not see the mother wheel and back into a tunnel. The minister went on to say that the pilot escorted him to a room. In the ceiling was speakers. Then he said that he heard the voice of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad clearly speaking to him. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad began to speak to him, and a scroll rolled down in front of him. He said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad began to reveal to him information about a war being planned by the president and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted him to deliver the message at a press conference in Washington, D.C., and to reveal their plans and to tell them that he got this information from Elijah Muhammad on the wheel. And lastly, he told him that he had one more thing to do, and that when he did that one more thing, he would be permitted to come to the wheel and see him face to face. And so he never told the minister what that one more thing was. But as we know, the minister is, you know, diligent and forever on the job. And sometimes when you are told something, you just have to carry it on through until that thing comes about. And, of course, that is what the minister is doing as we speak. But this is the experience that we usually hear, though, from black people. But we hear the opposite experience from white people. Usually they come back terrified, you know, talking about surgical instruments that are implanted in their leg or whatever, you know, and that they were experimented on. So,
can I add to that? I actually have a written testimony, I wrote it, his words from the internet, his interview. A white gentleman who did not have a bad experience from his description, a man by the name of Simon Parker, he discusses his highly detailed complex contacts with the extra and interdimensional beings. He said they never mistreated him while he was in their care. He said they treated him better than most human beings on Earth. He describes his experience as meeting three groups of hierarchy. He said the lowest was the doctors, the second was the pilots, and then the third above them were called the masters. And then he described them as the coordinators, while also saying there were more higher ranks above those three. And he also described his experience as when he was in this room that there were five human scientists, and they were wearing white coats, and four were men and one was a woman. And that he was, check this out, though, his experience was this. When they put him in this chair, and there was this big screen in front of him. And he says on the screen, what he saw was a huge war about to take place. And the room was the room was controlled by a computer, he said. Actually, the room was controlled by a computer. The computer said some things to him, like asking him questions. What would he do in this situation? And how would he handle, how would he stop the war if it was in his power? So he got the impression that he was being tested. So I just wanted to give his testimony, one of which his experience was not a bad one.
And if I can also bear witness to that as well. I also have an experience that I'd like to speak of that is involved with this topic. It's kind of interesting, but when I was about 7 years old, I went to the park with my mother. My mother took me to the park, and I had this ball, and I was bouncing this ball as I normally did. It's one of my favorite balls. I love playing with balls, you know, as most children do. I went to an open field. The area was open. It was a clear day. And I took the ball. It's something I loved to do. I was a master at throwing this ball, and I was, you know, it's my favorite ball. So, you know, I wasn't losing that ball. But what happened was I took the ball, and I threw it straight up into the sky.
and I watched it go straight up. I mean, not curved, not in any angle, but straight up. And I've been doing this all my little life. And it was an open field, and that ball never came down. And I was standing there looking up at the ball going up, and I was, now just picture a child looking up, and his mother's like double backing and looking at her child, and she's looking at me, and my head is still looking up because I'm like, my ball, like, what happened? And she's looking at me like, what are you looking at? And I said, I'm waiting for my ball to come down.
Hmm.
And it never came down. I stood there for a long time. Now, I was in an open area. It never bounced. It never, you know. And I just have to say that when that happened, you know, it stuck with me. And there was a reason why it stuck with me. And I thank Allah for that experience. And I also have to say this, brothers and sisters, all of us, especially, and this message goes out to brothers and sisters, particularly who don't have, who have only a single parent mother, a single parent, like a mother or father take it, who have took care of you or whatever. You will always have been watched over by God, you know. And if you look back in certain instances in your life where your life had been saved, where you didn't have a chance, that was God blessing you to see this day. Now, what you do with that information is up to you. But I would say to you, brothers and sisters, go back into your past and see where God has blessed you. I remember one time, brothers and sisters, I had an enemy, and I was about, I think it was about maybe 9. And this brother, for some reason, we didn't like each other. And he threw a rock at me while I was walking in the opposite direction on my way home from a daycare center. And that rock, and let me just say, we were masters at throwing rocks. Like Malcolm had once said that, you know, the black man is a natural warrior. And we were mastered at this. And we threw rocks at each other for child's play like it was funny. I mean, stuff that was dangerous we did for a joke. He threw this rock and it was aimed directly at my head and he was on target. And something moved me out of the way of the rock. And it went past my face within centimeters. And what shocked the brother who threw the rock is the fact that he had me locked dead center, and yet something moved me. That something was Allah, you know, or the angel who was watching me from the mother wheel. These brothers and sisters have power to protect you, and this is what you have to become acquainted with, the true power of God, in that we are protected as a people. So when you stand on righteousness, regardless of what is against you, no matter what, how powerful a force is against you that you see, there's an unseen force that will protect you. And another thing about the wheel is that, or the mother plane, is that the messenger had taught about its capability. It's built like a planet. It's capable of staying outside of the Earth's gravity for a year, and then it has to come back to the Earth to regenerate and get more oxygen. But it can produce its own sphere of oxygen and hydrogen. It's made and built like a planet. So when Sister was talking about going and ascending into heaven, this likened planet is a heaven, because on it is brothers and sisters just like you, and ain't no devils on this place. So if you get placed there, that is a heaven. So that heaven, brothers and sisters, is a reflection of what we should have right here on Earth. So if our mindset, brothers and sisters, is to create a heaven on earth as it once was, then we will be able to join on with our brothers and sisters who have waited patiently on this mother wheel to create this heaven for us with the use of these bombs and this new phenomenon that we knew was coming, which are these horn-like sounds that are being reported all over the world. These strange sounds that are coming out sounding like a horn. If you keyword strange sounds on YouTube, you'll see millions or thousands of accounts, rather, or maybe hundreds, I don't know, I didn't count. But there's lots of videos of people who are finding that there's a strange sound popping up in all over the earth. And these sounds are like horns. And that is what the messenger told us. He said that Allah would actually break buildings with a sound from the mother wheel. That this sound that you're hearing is just the beginning. And it can actually change in frequency and destroy buildings. We don't want to be under the rubble.
We want to be in the right place at the right time. So go back into your history as individuals and try to find out where God was in your life, because he was always there, brothers and sisters. And what we are experiencing right now is what many people have prayed for, and we've lived in this day to see it. So let's honor them by being more in tune with the God who created the heavens and earth.
Yes, sir, Brother Philip. All right. Teach. Okay. We have one more question. Caesar, let's take a question. I guess it's an online caller. 111-111-111.
Hello?
Okay. Yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Mic is on live.
Oh, you can hear me, right?
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, you hear me? Okay. Well, look, I just had a question. Now, do the brothers up there on the ship, do they be eating bean pies?
Ooh, maybe.
Now, see, what I wanted to do, you know, I wanted to make a couple of pies for them and put them on top of my roof. So that way, you know, they could know, well, you know, the brother was looking out for us and he left some pies for us on the roof.
Okay. What's
your
name? Are you there?
I think he's just making mockery, sister.
No, I'm playing with y'all. I'm playing with y'all. I feel everything y'all say. I'm just busting y'all.
Oh, okay.
I don't
want to be confused, brother. We don't want to make it seem like it because it may appear to be mocking. But I feel your humor. Nothing wrong with a little humor, my brother.
Oh, yes, sir. But no, keep talking about that the oxygen they can stay out in the Earth atmosphere and build their own oxygen and come back for a whole year. I didn't know that. That got me like, wow.
You got to read the book Message to the Black Man, and also I would recommend the Theology of Time series. And also, brother, it's important that you continue into the study, brother, because you to be in this conversation right now, you're in a circle of wisdom that the prophets wish they was in. You building with brothers and sisters that if the prophets of yore back in the days, if those prophets would be able to be in this conversation, they would have loved to be here. So, I mean, this is something that we truly as a family are humbled to even be talking to each other about the coming of the Lord, brother. So, yeah, man, get into this, brother. Get into this, man, because they will visit you in your heart. If your heart is sincere, and I believe it is, and I know this is an amazing thing.
They be contacting me through
my dreams. Huh?
They be contacting me through my dreams.
There you go. Well, praise be to Allah. I mean, you know, so we here in a good time, brother. You know, this is something that's a day of rejoicing, man.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, caller, for calling in. Thank you for listening.
As-salamu
alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum.
All right.
If I could, he, even though, you know, he may have been joking around or not a little bit of levity, he was talking about the bean pie. But as we know, the bean, the navy bean, is one of the foods that Master Farad Muhammad taught that to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad that we should eat. And now we find out from the Honorable Louis Farrakhan that the navy bean has properties in it that will protect us from
right,
the radiation poisoning.
That's right.
And there's a lot of, you know, radiation through the cell phones that we use, through the airwaves, and through as I believe Brother Philip was talking about, the chemtrails that they're mm-hmm. putting out there. And so, you know, that navy bean is very important. But now, as far as the mother wheel, I think that the brother should look at it as a new heaven and a new earth. That on the mother wheel is new vegetation, new water even, and that will be brought down to the earth after the destruction of the wicked. As we call it in the spiritual world, the hereafter. as the Honorable Louis Farrakhan was talking, that when Jesus talked about the hereafter, he was standing here on the earth, and he talked about after the removal of Satan and his influence. So on this mother wheel, and we're taught that this mother plane will, the earth's atmosphere will be burning over America for 390 years, and it will take 610 years to cool off, and that after this, the post-millennium world will be transformed into a paradise created on the burning earth by the Supreme Being. As soon as the temperature is back to normal, life will then return to the earth. New vegetation will grow. New varieties of animals will be created, and new water will fill the lakes and rivers. This is the way that the gods wrote the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. One god is not allowed to pattern after another god when it comes to universal change, and that this is what the Master Farah Muhammad will bring onto this earth, is a new heaven and a new earth, and totally remove Satan and his world. Because, see, the thing about his world is we have to understand that, as I talked about earlier, that he is genetically modifying the crops, the foods, and those seeds are contaminating even those people who are trying to grow food organically, because the seeds flow through the air. They're even corrupting their crop, and they report on the honeybees that are dying off. See, they have so corrupted just the natural order of things that there has to be a totally new heaven and new earth. He's contaminated the water with all these hormones in the water. So we thank Allah, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad and who raised up the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for seeking and saving that which was lost. You know, we would have never known, you know, any of this if it weren't for Master Farah Muhammad traveling 9,000 miles by himself to seek and save that which was lost. So all praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir. And, you know, a perfect example of that is, you know, when we watch forest fires and what we call natural fires, you know, those lands, they regrow, and they, you know, they get new vegetation. Even though it's been burned up in a fire, when it cools off, you know, there's still life there. There's still material there that brings life. So everything that's happening around us is an example of the power of Allah.
If I may
also expound on that a little, brothers and sisters, for those of you who are having or experiencing, rather, heart ringing in the ear, I have to say to you that there's nothing wrong with you. You do not have to go to the doctor and complain to them about your ringing in the ear, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, and it is also echoed in the sayings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, of Arabia, 1,400 years ago. They asked him, how does he receive revelation from Allah? And he mentioned one of the hardest ways that he received revelation was through a ringing in his ear. The Honorable Ms. Louis Farrakhan also bear witness that he had to pull over one day because God was trying to tell him something, and it was coming through a ringing in his ear. I am a victim, a blessed person, in the sense that I too experienced that, and I'm blessed to know that there's nothing wrong with me. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that they will be able to communicate with you, but you will not be able to communicate with them. It's just like the mother plane. The mother plane is a dreadful wheel. It can destroy anything that comes against it, but nothing can destroy it. Well, when it comes to the communication, at this point in time, we cannot communicate with them, but they can communicate with us, meaning they can put messages in our ear and guide us to be in the right place at the right time. It can happen through the ringing of your ear. So I'm telling you this, brothers and sisters, because I know that many of you, including ourselves, are experiencing extraordinary visions of the future, I, for one, by God's permission, have gotten visions that I have to tell people about these visions. The time will come, and I have to tell people, and just like the minister is, I don't care who don't believe it. But there's some things that many of us will have to say. And, yeah, you might have a vision like I did in one of my neighbors of an area where there'll be an earthquake in New York. And we both had the same vision that from about 96th Street on the west side, all the way up as far as you can see, we'll experience an incredible earthquake. And we both had this vision, similar. And many of you are having visions that Allah is blessing you with as well. But you can't be afraid to tell people about these visions that you're having. You can't be afraid to testify. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad also said that what is in you, you can tell the last days because what is in you will come out of you. Don't hold it in. Be what you were born to be, and you will attract more of the godly beings who are your brothers and sisters to you because you will stand on truth, and that's what they are on, truth. That is the power that fuels the mother plane, the true center of the universe, which is the Son of Man, the keeper of all truths.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, we're going to move on to this topic because this is going to be real quick because it doesn't take long. I just wanted to clear the air or bring about an understanding about foreign life forms or other life forms. Going back to little green men, Martians, you know, whatever you want to call them, you know, in any form of scripture that you read, when we hear about the creation, it says that we are created in the image and the likeness of God. So, you know, even though there have been beasts of the field and fowl of the air and fish of the sea, I personally have not seen any other type of life forms. And I'm going to see if maybe Brother Stephen can enlighten us on that because, you know, that's another plot of the enemy because they don't want to credit the darker people of the world with anything. So they replaced us in the media with green men and creatures with one eye in their head and 15 ears and 99 toes, and it's just nonsense. So, Brother Stephen, come on and talk to us about these so-called other beings.
Right. Well, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad did say that there was life on all nine planets. Sun that burns, that's 93 million miles away, that burns at 14,072 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, that it touches every planet and it rotates every planet at 1,037 and one-third miles per hour, and that there's life on all planets, and that Master Farhat Muhammad was actually even able to communicate with the life on Mars. Now, saying all that, though, as you are pointing out, that the white man would like to give the pyramid building to little green men. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, however, that the best of Allah's creation, that the supreme being resides on this planet, and that we, the black man and woman, we are the supreme being, that we are known for our supremacy because of our experimenting on ourselves to improve ourselves. And so when we, as I said before in the very beginning, that we, knowing that this man was coming on our planet, we buried our science and technology, and we know from his own history channels and things like that, he uncovered batteries, and he has uncovered airplane models, that there's a lot that he's uncovered that he has not even shared, you know, with the rest of the world. But we know that when he goes to Africa, because he's not going to Europe, he's not going to find anything there except for maybe the little caveman drawings, the little cartoon drawings on the wall that he did when he was in the cave. But as far as finding science and technology, he goes to Africa. And so the Bible says that there's nothing new that's under the sun. His world is a pale comparison to how we were living. And so he talks about the lost city of Atlantis and all this type of thing. So he knows who we are. It's now time for us to know who we are.
Yeah, that's right. And don't be fearful. Sure. Go ahead, sis.
When you mentioned about Mars, and the sister raised a question about little green men. I'd like to say that since we're not all knowing and we haven't seen all this in the universe, it's not impossible that it's not any creatures that are of various hues. As we know, Allah is the author of all colors, but they're not the gods of the universe because Allah created us in His image and made us gods of the universe. So as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, he said, we have many things out there in space that can be brought into action against America or any other nation today, for Allah is the greatest. And then also there's a face, an image on the surface of Mars that looks very similar to the Sphinx in Egypt. So when you raise the question about whether there are any little green men, personally, I wouldn't be quick to say there aren't, because Allah is the author of all colors. But that doesn't mean that they are the gods of the heavens and the earth.
And, you know, I had Dr. Wesley on the show, and I learned something from him. And when he was explaining to us about our very existence all across this planet, and he describes it as a symphony of colors, and how that black gene can have a hue of red, a hue of green, you know, a hue of blue. You know, I used to tell people all the time, my father was so black, he was blue. He was blacker than 14 midnights. But in the land where my father comes from, in Kenya, they do have streaks of blue in their skin. But what they have done is that man that we may call Italian, or that man who may be from India, who may have a hue of green in his skin or whatever, you know, they have made mockery of that. And they've made mockery of every color, except for most of the times themselves, and they made mockery of themselves too. But we want people to understand that this world in which we live is not foreign to us. We have populated every continent of this land. And so as my brother and sister them speak of being of life being on other planets, you have to understand that, you know, it may be something foreign to you, but it's not something that is cartoonic, so to speak, or something that is monstrous, because Allah, God, the Creator, is all righteousness. So, you know, He's not creating beastly and cartoonic type of an existing people. That is just not the nature of Allah, but that is the nature of that grafted one. And I need people to understand that. And we got about six more minutes, so I'm going to take this question from...
Can I say something real quick? This is real quick. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that if we were to travel to another planet, we would have to take a piece of this planet with us, because our bodies come from this planet, so we have to eat from this planet to survive. So if any aliens come here, they couldn't eat the vegetation here, because their composition is not made up of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's exactly right. That's just like when you change your fish tank. You can't put that fish back in fresh water. You have to have some of that water from that other tank where they have actually lived and developed. So, yes, absolutely.
Sister, if I may, I need to plug a video by the nation. There's a video on YouTube of our Save the Day convention where we had experts come down from all walks of life, in particular, a gentleman named Kevin Ryan, who gave a presentation. If you go to YouTube, keyword UFOs, Nation of Islam meeting, attack on the World Trade Center, Kevin Ryan presentation. Or just keyword UFOs, Nation of Islam meeting. That's the that's where the video is on YouTube. And watch that, because you're going to learn so much about the identified flying objects. And I agree with what you're all saying about what the enemy is doing. He really wants you to be afraid, and that's why he's created these goblins. He's playing on your fears so that you could be part of the flame that is prepared for him. Fear none but Allah.
Yes, sir. And we're going to take a question from area code 216. Area code 216, your mic is open.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sir.
I just had a question. How often is this conference call held?
Oh, okay. Well, we have a show every week, sir. Now, this topic, you might want to get with Brother Philip or Brother Stephen or Sister Michelle, but on the Nation Building Network, this is just a topic we're covering this week, and we may revisit later on.
Okay.
So you can ask the panel, and I'm pretty sure they can give you some information.
Okay, yes.
I would suggest for the brother to Google it. He can Google strange sounds. He can go on YouTube and just put in the search engine strange sounds, UFOs as they call it. He can do the research himself and get a bundle of information and knowledge. It's out there.
And can I plug my site? He can go to knowforlife.org. That's KNOW, the number 4, LIFE. knowforlife.org, and just type in there. You can type in their mother plane, you can type in their UFO, and it will give you a wealth of information and basic links to a lot of information you can find out about UFOs and the mother plane.
Right.
Is that Terry?
And also,
is that Terry?
And
you can also go.
I'm sorry.
I was giving direction to Brother Philip to give his website.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. You can go to godswater7.com. That's our parent website, GODSWATER7.com. And for our baby plane videos, go to GWETV Network on YouTube. So that's YouTube/GWETV Network. And keyword UFOs, GWETV. And you can pull up a lot of actual footage that I filmed. And we're also doing a fundraiser for equipment so that we can get better camera equipment. And if you'd like to make a donation to help us get better camera equipment so we can bring the reality of God to you, please go to wepay.com. That's wepay.com/GodsWater1, G-O-D-S, water like you drink, and the number 1. And you can make a donation to help us get some sophisticated equipment, and we can actually bring more exciting footage to you.
Okay, thank you, Brother Philip. And caller, anytime you want to come and visit us, we have 4 shows a week, and most of them begin at 8 p.m. Our Wednesday show begins at 7 p.m. Central, so come back and maybe we'll have another topic that you like. And I also want to remind the guests in the chat room, I want to welcome you and I want to thank you. I've been chatting with some of you on the line, so thank you, Brother Hassan Muhammad. Thank you, Know for Life. Thank you, Southern Mind, and all the other guests that have signed in anonymously. Thank you for listening. And please leave a comment on the site and let us know how you enjoyed the show. So we're down to seconds now. And I just want to say to you, Sister Michelle, Darlene, you know, we're going to have you back, Queen, because I know you have a lot of information. So we will revisit this topic again, Brother Stephen. Thank you so much for coming on, sir, and sharing your knowledge and your wisdom and your spirit with us. Brother Philip, brother, you have a lot of information.
Oh, yes, he does.
All praises due Allah.
Okay.
Forget about thanking me. Please tell everybody to get the Final Call newspaper, 866-602-1230. Subscribe to that paper so you can be in tune with what's going on in the heavens and earth from the black side of town.
Yes, sir. We really appreciate you all being on. and
the definition of a band.
You know, sharing your information with us, because that is so important. So thank you all for listening, and thank you, panel, for coming on. And I pray that you all
thank
will come
you.
Back and join us again when
thank
we revisit you. This topic next year. Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay,
that's
well,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
We're off the air now. Thank you, guests. One Nation,
I'm
One Love.
It was great. Had a great time.
Yes, thank you, Sister Gibson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Stephen. Thank you, Brother Caesar. Thank you, Brother Phillips.
Yes,
it was a wonderful program.
Thank you, family.
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Gibson, for such a beautiful program.
Yes, she was
yes.
off the chain, right? All right, family.
All right, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.